Good afternoon. Another raw milk presentation. And just a brief background on crypto. Crypto is a disease caused by a parasite that causes watery diarrhea that lasts 1 to 2 weeks. Crypto lives in the intestines of infected humans and animals. And in the United States, dairy calves are often infected as well. Here's a timeline of the outbreak. We were first notified by a physician that called into our 24-hour on-call epi line, informing us that she saw a GI cluster that had drinking milk from one dairy, raw milk from one dairy. We went ahead and informed our Department of Ag and went out for it, and they subsequently went out for an inspection of the dairy but did not find anything substantial. However, on September 12th, we had a crypto case, and we noticed that the case had drinking raw milk, and then we looked back through our records and found other crypto cases that had also drinking raw milk from the same dairy. And so that's when we began our investigation. On September 15th, we released a joint press release with our Department of Agriculture, our Environment Department. We were able to collect milk samples that was produced prior to illness onset, and as well as clinical samples. And November 24th of 2016 was our last case that was detected. Overall, we had 7 cases, 6 lab confirmed cases, and 1 epi leak. Our last case in our November is not on this graph. The age range was 1 to 60 years. Medium of 32 years, fiber male. CDC confirmed all cases as crypto positive. 4 of the 5 clinical specimens were speciated as Cryptosporidium parvum, a zoonotic species often associated with cattle. And additionally, 3 of the specimens were subtyped the same as well. Our milk samples did not detect crypto, which is not surprising since all the milk collected was produced prior to illness onset. And what we think is there was maybe 1 or 2 batches of contaminated milk, and so a point source outbreak. So this highlights our successes and challenges of this outbreak investigation. I think our largest success was our ability to work with different agencies, the Department of Ag, our Environment Department, the City of Albuquerque, and CDC. One additional success is we were able to collect some clinical samples. I think the biggest challenge for us is there's lots of laws and regulations, at least in New Mexico, surrounding raw milk. And it was kind of confusing for us to figure out who regulated what, who had the authority. There's different city, county, and state laws. Additionally, sample collection and testing was also a success and a challenge. We weren't able to get milk that was produced before symptom onset. And then testing for crypto is actually the protocol is meant for water. And it was really challenging to do milk testing on whole milk especially. And again, as probably a lot of you know, this raw milk can be a very politically charged issue. So our recommendations, don't drink raw milk. I think the biggest thing maybe I'd like to highlight is that Cryptosporidium as a contamination of raw milk may be flying under the radar. A lot of physicians don't test for it, and at least in New Mexico, we don't even have the ability to test milk at our public health lab. And it's not a part of the routine testing that happens during a Department of Ag inspection. And then lastly, follow the 2009 food code and prohibit the sale of raw milk. And that's all.